Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Message to Moscow.
We're going to make sure that NATO is ready to meet the threats.
Trump lawyers subpoenaed.
He is likely to try to assert the executive privilege.
Historic Supreme Court oath.
The first black woman to serve as a justice.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Calling Russia a direct threat, NATO leaders have wrapped up a summit in Spain that featured a pledge of increased American military support for the alliance. Russia's Vladimir Putin vowed to respond to any threats from NATO countries. CBS's Nancy Cordes is in Madrid.
The U.S. deployments will include two more Navy destroyers to Spain, two F-35 fighter jet squadrons to the U.K., and an additional combat brigade to Romania.
We're going to make sure that NATO is ready across every domain, land, air, and the sea.
President Biden is expected to announce that the U.S. will also give Ukraine a medium-range air defense system capable of shooting down the kind of cruise missile Russia used to strike a busy shopping mall in central Ukraine earlier this week. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, appearing remotely, urged the NATO leaders here to do even more. He said he can't break Russia's dominance without more artillery, tanks, and armored vehicles.
The House committee investigating the Capitol attack has subpoenaed former Trump White House attorney Pat Cipollone, who, according to testimony this week, warned of serious legal consequences in the effort to overturn the election. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
It's important for the House Select Committee to specifically hear from Cipollone about what he said to Trump and what he said about criminal exposure that Trump could face if he did go to the Capitol on January 6th.
On the CBS Late Show, Republican committee member Adam Kinzinger told Stephen Colbert legal consequences are very real.
When you try to overthrow the will of the people and you try a coup in the United States government, you have to pay for that. Period.
It's the final day of the U.S. Supreme Court's term. CBS's Jan Crawford says it will be a historic day of transition.
After 28 years on the court, Justice Stephen Breyer is stepping down, turning his seat over to his former law clerk, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who will be sworn in at noon today and make history as the first black female justice ever to serve on the Supreme Court. Now, Jackson, like Breyer, expected to be a reliable liberal vote, but, you know, she is certain to have an impact on the law and really as a role model for young women and girls.
The court's expected to rule today on the Remain in Mexico policy that has affected asylum seekers. AAA estimates 48 million of us will travel more than 50 miles from home for the Independence Day holiday. CBS's Errol Barnett says it'll be another test for airlines.
We're watching the volume of air travelers approach pre-pandemic levels, the TSA tallying more than 2 million flyers almost every day in June. And over the past 2 days, we've seen about 1,200 flight cancellations, with Delta and United reducing their summer schedule starting tomorrow.
Overseas, the war in Ukraine has disrupted key food exports, but a Russian military withdrawal from an island off the coast should allow Ukraine to ship out tons of grain. CBS's Deborah Pata says that's good news for places like South Sudan in Africa.
The first rains in 18 months are cause for celebration. Nachapara Lemuria once lived off this land.
It's so dry.
Now nothing grows in this parched earth. Her mother starved to death last year. She's convinced she's next. The World Food Program was her only lifeline. That's now been severed. Acting country director Adeyinka Badejo says they've had to suspend aid to nearly 2 million people because of rising fuel and food costs following the war in Ukraine.
We're having to take from the hungry to feed the starving.
There is a market, but it takes a day for locals to get there, and grain is in short supply.
Tomorrow, American basketball star Brittany Griner goes on trial in Russia. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Her wife, Sherelle, shared that Griner is struggling and terrified through letters.
I won't let them break me. I know they're trying to, but I'm going to do my best and just hold on until I can get home. I hope that that's quick because I'm not okay.
Russia expert Jeff Hahn says the Russians are holding Griner hostage.
They did not need to bring the severity of charges against her that they did. They chose to do that.
Russian media has speculated that Griner could be used as a bargaining chip in a possible prisoner swap for Russian arms trader Viktor Bout, serving a 25-year sentence for conspiracy to kill Americans and aiding a terrorist organization.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Singer R. Kelly plans to appeal his 30-year prison sentence for his conviction on racketeering and sex trafficking charges. Lizette Martinez was one of several accusers who expressed relief at the outcome.
I never thought that I would be here to see him be held accountable for the atrocious things that he did to children.
Kelly still faces a federal trial on child pornography and obstruction of justice charges. A woman pushing a baby stroller that held her 3-month-old child was shot and killed on the street last night in New York City. Police Commissioner Kishant Sewell says there's a manhunt after the attack on Manhattan's Upper East Side.
An unknown person approached her and fired a single shot into her head from a very close range. Immediately after the shooting, the suspect fled the scene on foot.
The child was not hurt. New York City's mayor said the killing was another example of the scourge of gun violence in the city. Newly released census data says the U.S. population is older and less white. Since 2000, the national median age has increased by more than 3 years to 38.8. The largest single-year gain was last year, just after the pandemic hit. The last remaining Medal of Honor recipient from World War II has died. As a young Marine corporal, Herschel Woody Williams went ahead of his units in the Battle of Iwo Jima in 1945 and took out Japanese machine gun posts. Several years ago, the VA Center in Huntington, West Virginia was named in his honor.
I've been in the Medal of Honor Society since 1947, but most of them will say it doesn't belong to me. I wear it in honor of those who never got to come home.
Woody Williams was 98 years old.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Federal authorities are taking an expanded look at the Roman Catholic Church in New Orleans.
The FBI is investigating to see if any church officials took minors across state lines and had sex with them, a violation of the Mann Act. It has no statute of limitations. Tim Lennon, past president of Louisiana's chapter of Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, says that's important.
The average age of a victim of child sex abuse coming forward is 52.
memories of my sexual abuse and rape didn't emerge until I was 63.
Lennon says he hopes this can bring closure to more than a dozen alleged victims. Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
The world's largest chocolate plant is run by a Swiss company in a small town in Belgium, and production there has stopped because of a salmonella outbreak. It's believed most contaminated products are still at the facility. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.